Greetings in Christ Jesus. I'm Pastor Roger Pavlo. Our New Testament reading for today is from Acts chapter 15, verses 22 through 41. In there, St. Luke writes, "And it seemed good to the apostles and the elders with the whole church to choose men from among them and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They sent Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brothers, with the following letter: The brothers, both the apostles and the elders, to the brothers who are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that some persons have gone out from us and troubled you with words, unsettling your mind, although we gave them no instructions, it has seemed good to us, having come to one accord, to choose men and send them to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will tell you the same things by word of mouth. For it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay on you no greater burden than these requirements, that you abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what has been strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell." So when they were sent off, they went down to Antioch, and having gathered the congregation together, they delivered the letter. And when they had read it, they rejoiced because of its encouragement. And Judas and Silas, who were themselves prophets, encouraged and strengthened the brothers with many words. And after they had spent some time, they were sent off in peace by the brothers to those who had sent them. But Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us return and visit the brothers in every city where we have proclaimed the word of the Lord, and see how they are." Now Barnabas wanted to take with them John, called Mark, but Paul thought best not to take with them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. There arose a sharp disagreement, so that they separated from each other. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed, having been committed by the brothers to the grace of the Lord, and he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Thus far our reading. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Because St. Paul had been such a vicious persecutor of Christianity that when he came to Jerusalem, Barnabas had to persuade the disciples to let him be in the fellowship with them. As a result, a wonderful friendship developed between Paul and Barnabas, and before they split, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord, and see how they are." Yet sadly here, St. Luke was led to record that they eventually had a falling out. So our text records how Barnabas proposed taking John Mark as a helper for them, but Paul resisted. They agreed and disagreed and split up and never saw each other again. Their differences weren't over doctrine. It was over a personal dispute based on an individual judgment call. Well, who was right? Well, eventually, Paul recorded that the once rejected John Mark was recommended by him, asking the Colossians to receive him. The separation between Paul and Barnabas didn't end the love and respect that they had for each other. Later, Paul affectionately mentioned Barnabas as being worthy of the support of his work for the gospel. Silas and Paul suffered in prison. Barnabas apparently was having some difficulties in Colossae. So what was the ingredient that helped keep their mutual respect and love to never wane? Did they simply want to avoid talking about their differences? No, it seems that the very bond that held Paul and Barnabas in a mutual Christian love and respect was that their work together for the sake of the gospel was about the gospel. There are times when we may have differences of opinion on how we're supposed to do God's work in our congregations and churches. We need to be reminded that the church is truly to serve God and to serve His people. We are God's witnesses. We're witnesses to a decaying and dying world and telling them of what it is that Christ has done for our salvation. You see, God used the gifts and talents of Paul and Barnabas, even in their separation, that eventually led them to accomplish great things for the salvation plan of God's grace for His elect. That is, through the forgiveness of sin, through Christ's suffering and death, and His glorious resurrection, the promise of everlasting life in the kingdom of God is for us all, and is the ultimate goal that God has in store for us. You see, the differences about the color of the walls in the sanctuary, whether to cushion the pews, what brand of coffee to use in our Bible studies, or the order of worship that we will use, those things will fade away when we keep our focus on Christ Jesus and our precious gospel promise that we are part of the kingdom of God. St. Luke records this separation to remind us to keep the minor things minor, and that the grace, mercy, and peace of God should be our mission in our ministry for the sake of Christ and His holy Christian church. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus, Your yoke is easy and Your burden is light. Keep us from becoming burdened by laws that You fulfilled, and help us to live lives sanctified by Your Holy Spirit, that we might bear witness to that which You have all things made new. For You live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.